This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
When I started writing songs, I was probably first of all listening to people like Bob Dylan and Tom Waits and Neil Young and a few guys kind of outside the country genre, but for some reason when I started writing, my country roots kind of came out and you know, it started to head towards that Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson kind of direction.
In comparison to the work with The Wilds, this album feels a lot more country.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always liked country, and by the time I was in my late teens, I really loved country music, and that was a weird thing to happen, you know, because it wasn't common amongst my friends or anything. But I love the stories, and I love the sounds. I love the pedal steel, and I love the country piano, and I just like the kind of country music. For me, conjures up a lot of warm kind of feelings, and they came out when I started writing songs.
One of the things I love about your sound is you've brought back that outlaw country sound, which has been missing in contemporary country music.
I guess those niches come around when there's been a lot of one thing and something else has been missing, and maybe that's why I've been able to get a little bit of attention to this record. I probably would have done the same thing regardless.
On the production side, you worked with Rod McCormack, and I think one of the things he's done is he's brought your vocals right to the forefront and created a real intimacy.
Absolutely. That's, I'm glad you picked up on that. That's something that we discussed at length before we even started recording together. You know, I did some demos for Rod and I did some where the vocal was just, you know, I was just singing in a room, and others where for some reason I just sung right up on the mic, and we kind of agreed that really worked and that was telling the stories better. So Rod was kind of instrumental in making sure that every step of the way we made it all about the words and all about the song. And
can you talk me through your writing process?
Yeah, it often starts with just an idea I have in my head, and sometimes it is a title or a line to a song, and I find that I just have to act on it really quickly, otherwise it goes and I can't get it again later. So I write really quickly in bursts. I'll not write anything for a while, and then I'll write a whole lot of things really quickly, and I'll feel good about myself if I've written a song that I like recently. I'll reward myself by relaxing. Otherwise, I'm quite kind of tense and waiting for the next idea to come. And with this album, it was just I would have an idea for a line, or something would happen, or I'd overhear a story, or I'd be involved in a story or something, and the songs came together. All of the songs really came together very quickly.
Great writers, including great songwriters, I think, you know, there's no character that's ever completely devoid of themselves. Do you find it difficult putting yourself out there?
Well, yeah, in a way. I mean, I was engaged to be married, and it didn't happen. And I kind of realized that there would be people that would immediately see that in the story, in some of the stories. So I guess I thought about that, but I didn't, you know what, I didn't think about that till after I'd done it, so it was too late. I just really wanted to tell the story, sing the songs, and I'm quite happy to put myself in the... I think if you're going to get up and do this job, then you have to be willing to be honest and put yourself on the line.
On previous tours, you obviously had the band behind you. Did you find it difficult going solo this time?
Yeah, definitely. This is the first year that I've ever done... I'd recorded the album as a soloist, but I've never really gone out and done gigs under my own name or even played solo until this year. And all of a sudden, I've gotten to do that on some pretty big stages so far this year. And it's definitely been... I wouldn't say scary. It's been quite exhilarating in a way because... You know, it's easy with the band, you know, you, everyone takes the blame as a group, but as a soloist, I'm getting out there and going, all right, this is me, and let's see how it goes. Yeah. And, you know, so far it's gone well.
One of the things I really love about your website is it has a complete narrative of the entire album.
I guess when I get a record, I like to know about things, and I like to know the stories, and I do probably delve too deeply into what people mean or think. Or when you release a record, and I knew this from The Wilds, people ask you what's the song about, and sometimes you forget, you know, and it's important to, I once heard Tom Waits say that, you know, does telling the story about how the song came about actually really improve it? Like when someone leans over and tells you that the movie is a true story, does it make it any better? Yeah. And maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but, I sometimes think a bit of backstory is necessary, and it was fun to write and to sort of think about, you know, I knew people were going to ask me about different songs, and I thought, well, you know, I'll actually organize myself and try and remember now what they actually are about, because yeah. I'll forget otherwise.
Now you're about to release a new single from the album.
Yeah, that song was written quite quickly and tinkered with for a long time. I'd had one of those nights where you look back on the evening and you think about your behavior and you think, I don't really deserve a cab home. So I'd walked a long way. I'd walked from like North Brunswick to South Melbourne, and by the time I got home, I was passing everyone on their way to work and feeling absolutely sorry for myself, in wallowing in self-pity and thinking about how I was going to redeem myself. And so, you know, I drew on as much Catholic guilt and you know, general feelings of inadequacy as I could, and I had at the chorus for that song, and then I tinkered with it for a while. That was actually a song that the idea came very quickly, but the final product took a long time, and I really wanted to get it right, and I really wanted to, you know, make it personal and try not to make it just a, you know, self, and there's been a million self-pity songs, and yep. I didn't really just want to write another one, so I wanted to make that character, which is pretty much myself, redeemable in some way. So that's a pretty personal song.
Let's have a listen to that track now. You're on Q Country on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.